You're listening to SBS News.
Delivering a symbolic invoice to Uber headquarters. The bill for what unions say are unpaid wages, sick leave, annual leave, and missing superannuation payments. Paolo was a delivery driver with another company, but turned up to this protest hoping to support Uber drivers.
Every year they decrease the price of each delivery. 1 year ago was $14. After was $10 per delivery, now it's $8 per delivery. So if this continues the same way, maybe next year it's going to be $6 each delivery.
Uber Eats is just one of a number of food delivery services operating in Australia. Most riders are independent contractors, which means they're not given employee entitlements, such as award wages, superannuation and workers' compensation. The Transport Workers Union says a survey of riders carried out last year shows 3 out of 4 are paid below minimum wage rates. Tony Sheldon is the TWU's on-demand economy coordinator.
We're finding that these companies are just arbitrarily deciding that they're not going to pay wages, they're going to call them contractors, then pay them below the minimum wage, not pay them when they're injured at work, and take no responsibility on how their work flows during the day. This is a horrific Hunger Games that companies are now entering into, and there's tens of thousands of people that are operating in this way.
Accidents are also part of daily life for riders, with the union claiming almost 50% have been injured or know someone who has been injured on the job. 3 delivery drivers have also been killed while working. Originally from Brazil, Paulo, who worked for Deliveroo, broke his hand while on the job, but his medical treatment was covered by Deliveroo.
We pay like 5% of each delivery, we pay for the insurance. And with this insurance, we can go to the hospital and everything was paid from this insurance.
Many riders are international students or recent migrants who may have few other employment options. BJ Sepkota is the national president at the Council of International Students Australia. He says many of those affected by the working conditions in the food delivery industry are working under conditions that most Australians would not tolerate.
More than 70% of the workers who have been exploited by Uber Eats and other delivery companies are international students. I think government should work more towards getting these big corporations accountable of what they are doing, accountable of the wage that they offer, accountable of the compensations that they need to give, accountable of the wage that they need to deliver to the international students in Australia.
In a statement, the regional manager for Uber Eats ANZ, Jodie Auster, said Uber was interested in working with Australian governments and stakeholders on reforms in this area.
This includes looking at how to modernise protections for independent workers, providing greater support for lifelong learning, better targeting of transitional support, and stronger credentialing, to name a few. This is a complex policy area, and any reforms will require input from workers, the community, and business.
The protest comes as up to 5,500 former Foodora delivery riders looks set to get back pay after Foodora quit Australia last year, owing riders and the tax department more than $8 million. Leo, an international student from Brazil, has been a delivery driver for 2 years and says from the beginning he felt more could be done to improve conditions for drivers and riders. He says the payout from Foodora proves there needs to be reform in the industry.
If things were like so wrong and if all the claims that we are having are not so good, why Foodora would pay us such money this week? So something is wrong in this market and we are trying to change this.
Amy Hall, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.